The verse is Isaiah 9:6 that makes us think of this thought. Let's look at the verse this morning. Unto us is given. I want to talk to you about peace today. What is given to us from God with Jesus Christ and with the Christmas story and His death on the cross, His resurrection, of us receiving Him as our Savior and Lord? Well, one of the gifts that you and I receive, say it with me, is what? One more time, it's what? And that's what we're praying for this family. Do we hurt when we lose somebody? Do we hurt, especially when we lose a child? Absolutely, it's incredible. But the Bible says we don't sorrow as others which have no what? Hope. We have hope. We have peace. Amen? Let's look at it. Hey, Kevin, if you turn me down just a little bit, buddy, we'd appreciate it. Say this verse with me out loud if you don't mind. Here we go. We're doing it together. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Unto us is given peace. What do we have in Jesus? What is this word peace all about? It's interesting. The Hebrew for the word peace, say it with me, is what? It's what they say all the time. Shalom. 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 It's their greeting. It's what they say when they leave you. Must be important, huh? The Hebrew for the word peace is what? Shalom. What does it mean? What does peace mean? What does a Bible peace mean? What does shalom mean? It means completeness. Okay? It also means soundness. Tranquility. It's a big old word, isn't it? Contentment. Usually one word means like one thing. This word means, man, it's huge. I mean, it's got you covered from all sides. That's what God wants to do with you. No matter what happens in your life, He wants to know, man, I got you covered. Amen? God wants us to have completeness, soundness, tranquility, contentment. It also means friendship. He wants us to have friends. So many people don't have friends because they're really not peaceful people. And then they wonder why they ain't got friends. Amen? Okay? You need to be kind and loving and gentle. That's how you get some friends. Amen? Come on. That's what that word means. As a matter of fact, shalom is such a big word in the Bible. It particularly means, it's huge, a covenant peace with God. Say that with me. A what? Covenant peace with God. A covenant with God. A covenant peace with God. Let's just explore this morning what we're talking about. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. I love this. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the what? Of my what? Be removed, says the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Aren't you glad when God gives you peace? He's not taking His peace from you. When He gives you His mercy, He's not removing His mercy from you. God loves us to pieces, guys. He wants us to have peace. He wants us to experience Him. Ezekiel 37:26, moreover, I will make a what? Covenant of peace with them. It shall be a what? Everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them. I'll set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. In the Old Testament, the Jews would actually offer a sacrifice of God. We're talking about peace this morning. Unto us has been given peace. Peace is all through the Bible. God wants you to have peace. In the Old Testament, they would actually offer a sacrifice to God called a what? Peace offering. Peace offerings are mentioned. You might say, well, where'd that happen, Pastor? Over 87 times in the Old Testament. You think God's all about peace, yes or no? I think it's great that we all get along in this world. I'd like us to have world peace, okay? But as long as Satan is a prince of the power of the air, until Jesus comes, I don't believe we're going to get no peace until the Prince of Peace comes back. That's me. And that's based on the Scriptures. However, does God want you to have peace, yes or no? God's all about you having peace, internal peace. And you'll never have peace with God unless you trust His Son, Jesus Christ. And you might say, well, that sounds too simple. Well, it is simple. God gave His Son. He was born as a baby. He grew up 33 years. He willingly gave His life on the cross to die for you. And you know what God says? God says, that's good. And God says, I accept that for payment for your sin. Whether you like the plan or not, that's the plan. And I'm going to tell you, you ought to get on board if you want some peace. You listening or not? You might, I don't understand. That's why you put your faith in Him. He said, just a faith is a grain of a mustard seed. You put your faith in Jesus Christ. You put your faith in Him. Get it off of you. Get off of a church. Get it off of grandma, wherever you got it. Put it on Him. And you might just see, wow. A peace of God that passes what? Understanding. Amen? So keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. The Old Testament declares those who follow God's commands will have what? We see that. A lot about peace in the Old Testament. Great peace have they which love my what? My law. My word. It's funny how many people want to love the Bible, but don't want to do what the Bible says. Are y'all listening to me? Well, I study the Bible. Well, study all of it and obey it. Amen, say. Often we study the Bible to make ourselves look spiritual. That's not why we study the Bible. We study the Bible so we can learn to follow the ways of God and to be obedient to Him and to live for Him. Amen, say. And to be peacemakers. That's what we're all about. The work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance for what? Ever. You want peace in your life? Follow the Lord's word and walk in His ways. That's a good life, man. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. That idea is peaceful. As you study God's word, as you start to follow His word, you're going to have peace in your life. Her ways are ways of what? And all her paths are what? God will never do you wrong. Say that with me. God will never do you wrong. Can we say it again? God will never do you wrong. His word will never steer you in the wrong direction. Now, we can be kooky and twist it and make it do something it ain't supposed to do and get off in the wrong direction. Amen. But if you follow His word, I'm telling you what, He'll never do you wrong. He'll never lead you wrong. You're going to have ways of peace. That's God's will for your life. Shalom. Amen. That's a gift God's giving you this year. The Old Testament says those who refuse to follow God's commands will not have what? Flat out. There's no peace, says the Lord, to the who? Flat out. There's no peace, says my God, to the what? Just in case we didn't get it the other time. The way of peace, they don't know. There's no judgment in their goings. They don't know where they're going. They made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know what? Peace. God's will for your life is for you to have peace. A lot of people don't trust God because if I believe in Jesus, He'll send me to Africa or something. I have to be a missionary somewhere. I trust in God, He's going to, I'm going to have to give Him all my money. Now, if you trust in God, here's what He's going to give you. Peace. You hear me today? Your path's going to be straight. Oh, no, it might not be quite as broad as it used to be. It's going to be more of a narrow path. But He's going to walk with you. Amen? Peace. Unto us is given peace. What's the Bible say about peace and the Prince of Peace? The Bible says the Prince of Peace would be born where? In Bethlehem. It says it in Micah. We looked at Micah a few weeks ago, gave a message on Micah, specifically Ephratah. Hundreds of years before Christ was ever born, it was prophesied. But thou, say it with me, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, say it with me, from what? Everlasting. Micah, and this man shall be the what? The Prince of Peace. Prophesied, the Prince of Peace would be born in Bethlehem. That's what we celebrate, and that's who we celebrate. He wants to give us what this year? He wants to give us what? Peace. He don't want me to be all screwed up. What happens when people do me wrong? He still wants me to have what? What happens when I ain't got enough money? He still wants me to have what? Amen. What about when I screw up my own life? His goal really for my life is for me to have what? Peace. See what I'm saying? It's not God's will to just, as a puppet, make you feel like a nut. That's not God's. No, God wants you to have peace in your life. You listening? Say. The Prince of Peace will bring us what? Good news. Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that publishes peace. That brings good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that says unto Zion, your God reigns. Good news. The Prince of Peace will bring us good news. Mark, and he said unto them, Jesus speaking, say it with me, go you into all the, and preach the gospel to every, what does the word gospel mean? Somebody tell me. The gospel means what? It means good news. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. That word power is the word dynamite. The gospel can blow your mind. It'll blow your world, man. It'll change your whole life. You can have peace in your life. The gospel, the good news. It's all about you having peace. It's all about my neighbor having peace. It's all about my kids having peace. It's all about us. What's Fellowship Church about? It's about telling people we love them because Jesus loves them. And we love Him because He first loved us. And we want you to have peace. Okay? We're not trying to get you to come to, you know, to give a ton of money. That's not what we're about. Actually, that's why we're trying to do a building debt-free so that we can love them freely. You hear me or not? It's hard to do that, but it's the right thing to do. Come on. The Prince of Peace would be a what? Offering for our sins. So He wants to bring us some good news. He wants to be an offering for our life. Isaiah 53:5. Say it with me. But He was what? For our transgressions. Keep going. He was bruised for our iniquities. Say it with me. The chastisement of our was upon, come on, and with His we are healed. The greatest healing you ever need, and I know I want you all to get well and get better, but the greatest healing you ever need is to be saved. You hearing me? To be born again. With His stripes we're healed. That's the greatest healing you can ever get. Is being saved from your sins, to be forgiven, to have a sacrifice, one who would die for you. That's Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. So unto you is given what? Peace. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and he shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify who? For he shall bear their what? Greatest peace you'll ever get is Jesus Christ bearing your sin. Amen. That's what Christmas is about. Romans 5. Therefore being justified by what? Faith in who? We have through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God this morning. Just a little Bible study. We're doing good. One of my favorite verses in the Bible. But God commended His love toward us. Say it with me. In that while we were yet, Christ died for us. Amen? God wants us to have peace. The Prince of Peace came to give peace to who? To who? I qualify. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Jesus says, believe also in me. Jesus says unto him, say it with me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. What's this shalom thing all about? It's about God wanting you to have peace. Wanting me to have peace. That's what the death of Christ is all about. He has made peace with God on our behalf. He's tore down that middle wall of partition that used to be between us. There's not a thing you can do to earn it. It's unconditional. One thing God says, He says, I love you. I love you. Believe in me. Did you hear me? I love you. Believe in me. I love you. Doesn't matter if your mama loved you, your daddy loved you, or anybody else out there that's hurt you in your life. Doesn't matter if you are jaded against religion. I love you. I only have good thoughts of you. Thoughts of peace. Believe on me, He says. And you shall be what? Saved. That's God's will for your life. He came to save sinners. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be what? Afraid. Wow. We done, Raj? Almost? Say it with me. Peace. Man, this has more meaning now, don't it? Hey, peace, baby. I mean, that's some more meaning than what this does, ain't it? Say. And when we grabbed this years ago and started smoking weed and all that was what peace is. This ain't peace, baby. Peace is bigger than that. Amen? Say. Peace is a lot bigger than that. Did you learn a little something today about peace? Unto us a son is born. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is what? Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the what? Prince of Peace. Shalom means peace. Do you have a covenant peace with God today? Do you have a covenant peace with God? Have you agreed with God? Have you agreed with God, and are you in covenant relationship with God today? Have you told Him, yes, God, I accept your Son as my Savior? I go by your rules. You told me I'm a sinner. Do you realize you're a sinner? Are you in covenant with Him there and believing that? And are you accepting His Son and putting everything else this way and that way and getting it out of the way and you just put your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you have that covenant relationship with God? What it's all about. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you have that covenant with God like that? Say. He says, I love you. Do you believe me? Put your faith in Him today. A completeness in Jesus Christ. A soundness in Jesus Christ. A tranquility in Jesus Christ. A contentment in Jesus Christ. A friendship with Jesus Christ. Peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name, no wonder His name is going to be called all this, because that's the way I feel about Him right now. Wonderful! Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wow. Unto us is given this Christmas what? Peace. What a gift. Amen. Come on, let's thank the Lord for His Son, for His Word. Wow. Good stuff.